Welcome, everybody, to the world-renowned, world-infamous, A Week Late podcast. I am your host, Darren Torres, a.k.a. Analysis489. And with me, as of recently, as always, is all of the credits insert here, Mr. Aaron Bond. Thank you for joining me again. Let's get right to it, because we don't really have that much time. The last time we saw you guys was over a month ago. We saw you guys. You heard us. Was over a month ago for Deadpool. Not sure what happened to you guys, but we need to get the plays on that back up again. I know it's supposed to be a bi-weekly podcast. We're supposed to be maybe two a month for now. But as you know, the past 12 months have been super hectic with us moving around. And, shit, did that make a noise?
No.
Okay, good. My brother got married, so I was away for a month, which is why, and see, it's a really long time to be away. I was only supposed to be gone for 2 weeks, but then I got really sick. Actually, a week, and then I got really sick and ended up staying for 2 weeks, and then shit just rolled downhill, and here we are a month later. Back in Orlando for episode 93. we're going to go watch Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice. Seriously? We got Ratchet that wants to be on the podcast.
Ratchet today. The cat, she's trying to lay on the phone.
Ratchet the catch it. Anyway, so there's that explanation. I usually don't have any reason besides laziness for not coming out with the show for a month, but
we're gonna have to change the name to A Month Late.
A Month Late. Yeah, we've also been breaking the rules. For the new listeners, thank you for listening. This is episode 93. There are over 100 plus episodes out on SoundCloud. There are bonus episodes that you can go listen to that weren't numbered. But for the numbered episodes, this is number 93. This is a podcast in which we review movies fashionably late. I got tired of having all the elite movie podcasts review shows before they were even released. This one's going to be a little bit different. I usually allow people a week or more, hence the title, to watch the movie and catch up. That way when we talk about it, there aren't that many spoilers. Today is the day that the movie comes out. However, this podcast won't be released probably until 4 or 5 days after the release date. So while it's not a full week late, I'm kind of stretching the boundaries of, you know, what that is. But it's basically just to let you know that it's not going to be super on time. Only since I've moved to Orlando do we usually watch movies when they get released. I wanted to avoid this one, but it turns out, as you were saying before we started recording, I believe that I thought that when we were going to go pay for tickets online that they'd be already sold out. Not the case. And apparently it's been that way all across the country. Like, the pre-sale numbers haven't been all
not
that
doing
spectacular.
Great,
yeah. But I would imagine it's going to be for the reasons that we're going to talk about. In the first portion, we go into it before we even go watch the movie. And then afterwards, we record the second portion. At the very beginning of the second portion, we talk about movie trailers. And then we get into spoilers. So you still have a spoiler warning before listening to the second portion. That way you know at which point you can stop listening if you have gone and watched the movie with us or not. Up to you. Getting all that housekeeping out of the way, our rating system goes from 0 to 110, 0 being the worst, 110 being the best, and, you know, everything else lies in between. We don't allow the internet to sway our opinions, but we still do let you know sometimes what it's on IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes, because sometimes they get 100%, ironically. On Rotten Tomatoes, like, the movie's so bad, they give it 100%. On IMDb, it's usually pretty accurate. And that's where I'll be reading the movie info off of the synopsis. That being said, hold on a second. You can go, I guess. The cats are causing a ruckus. They want to be on the show. and she's just going to hide under the bed for the rest of the night. Anyway, I guess the synopsis is, and you know, I'm kind of disappointed this is a PG-13 movie, but, you know, we'll see how it goes. Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice, PG-13, it runs an hour and 51 minutes, which is a lot less time
than I expected. I thought it was going to be around, like, 2:15.
Somebody said the full
2:45.
Somebody said the director's cut was 2 hours, 34 minutes.
The director's cut is going to be rated R as well.
Yeah, I did hear that. So yeah. Thanks for bringing that up, because that is something that we need to talk about. They've already announced that the Blu-ray version is going to have not only your obvious theater release, but it's going to have the director's cut and all digital versions of it as well for, you know, your copy and your illegal distribution and what have you. So IMDb gives this movie a 7.9. It's, might as well say, just 8. Action, adventure, fantasy, classified under. And its official release date is tomorrow, which is the 25th of March, 2016. We're actually watching it on a, wait a minute, did I get that wrong? No, that's right. March 24th, 9:50 showing, apparently, since Easter is this weekend, that's considered early weekend. I don't know.
So, yeah.
I don't know how they factor that in, but it's just for the theaters and the publishers of the movie, obviously, to make more money. I believe this is Legendary Pictures, Warner Brothers, and DC Comics, obviously. Directed by Zack Snyder, written by Chris Terrio, David S. Goyer, who is actually a huge involvement in the original Batman and Superman comics. There's 4 more credits listed. I'm pretty sure you guys would do your own research on that, but just in case, because I'm a huge fan of crediting the writers, you have Bob Kane, who also gets created by credits, Bill Finger, I believe it's pronounced, Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster, but obviously they're just created by credits for Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster. Stars Ben Affleck, Henry Cavill, and Amy Adams, Jesse Eisenberg. We also have, who else?
Diane Lane,
Lawrence Fishburne, Jeremy Irons, Holly Hunter, Gal Gadot, who is playing
Wonder Woman,
thank you. I believe under that, I did not know that. Lauren Cohan from The Walking Dead plays Martha Wayne in this movie.
Cohen.
I believe it's pronounced Cohan.
Whatever.
But yeah.
And Cavill, it's Henry Cavill.
It's Cavill, yeah, isn't it?
It's Cavill.
Is it Cavill?
Yeah.
I thought it was Cavill. Anyway, yeah, so there's the cast. Let's get right into it. I mean, we got to give out.
Oh, also, Jason Momoa is in it because Aquaman does show up in this movie.
Yeah, I've heard a bunch of cameos that we're going to see. I kind of wanted to keep those out of the portion until we actually see them in the movie and then review it in the second part of the podcast. But Michael Shannon returns as Zod, which I love him as Zod. He's fucking great. I'm more interested, I guess I'll go first since I already, actually you go first. Or should I just finish my sentence?
I mean, yeah, go ahead and finish.
I'm more interested in the Superman side of things on this movie. I've always been more of a Superman fan than a Batman fan, but I'm a DC Comics fan, second to only Marvel. I'm a Marvel Comics fan first. Then for me it's DC, Image, Valiant, Dark Horse, on and on and on. Anyway, to me, this is a Man of Steel sequel. But to most people, they're not going to look at it that way. They're going to look at it as the jump-off point to the Justice League, which you mentioned, Aquaman. For the people that are super nerdy into this, we know that going in. I don't know if the average viewer has that kind of inside knowledge of just looking at the trailers, if they're going to notice that. My expectations are high on certain things and low on other things, only because of sort of the rumors and while I do minimum research and try to watch as little amount of trailers as possible because I hate spoilers, there is still, it's impossible to dodge anything that has been said about this online at all. There have been multiple pre-production issues. From what I heard, they had to go back and redo Doomsday two or three times, to my knowledge. Massive amount of reshoots and, you know, post-production CG, which always makes me really nervous. So that being said, only because of the hype surrounding it, I'm going to go middle of the road on this because I don't want to set my expectations too high and then have them get shot down. I'm a huge fan of Ben Affleck, so high expectations for him. Nobody else is pulling for him as Batman more than me, probably, because I don't know why, ever since Good Will Hunting, he had a slew of horrible movies in the middle there, but I think, you know, before even Argo, before he made his powerful comeback as a director and stuff like that, I always thought he was a solid actor and a great writer, and hopefully that'll come in, even though he had nothing to do with the writing process of this. He is a writer, he knows how to basically construct an actor, or a character, rather, in his own head. I'm also, I can't wait to see Jesse Eisenberg. I have high hopes for him. The way he delivers dialogue is fantastic. I love watching the Social Network movie when I'm hammered or stoned, because the words that fly by, the dialogue, it makes me feel better that I can understand them in that state. So, I don't know, maybe he just makes me feel smarter, but I love Jesse Eisenberg. Henry Cavill, while not being my favorite Superman, he has been the best Superman. For me, it probably goes Henry Cavill. I can't believe I just forgot his name. The original Superman.
Christopher Reeve.
And then Brandon Routh. That's probably how it goes on my account. I should say, and I'm probably going to get a shit ton for that, because everybody's favorite Superman is Christopher Reeve, but, I mean, let's face it, those movies were done in the 80s and they were shitty, but he was the original, and that doesn't always mean the best. I just got to get that out there. So, that being said, middle of the road on some parts, the whole aspect of the movie, I'm going to go middle of the road. I'm expecting big performances by Cavill, Affleck, Eisenberg. That's about it. I'm hoping to see a cleaned up Doomsday, because the version I saw was fucking horrible. And I'm going to get the comic books in the second portion, if I remember. I'm going to be in a completely different state of mind afterwards than beforehand. I've been sober for the past, like, 5 days since I got back from the wedding, because I partied so hard for that month, I had to just give my body a break. And I think this is the first time I've ever done a podcast without a beer in my hand. God honest truth. I don't think I've ever done a podcast sober before. And while that sounds terrible, there are more than 100 shows, that's just how we roll. So, that being said, you go for it.
I mean, I guess, as far as expectation goes, I'm kind of where you are, sitting middle of the road.
I know you were super excited over Star Wars for this, you said. And I don't think that's the case anymore.
Right. No, I still am. But again, I'm kind of tempering my expectations because, you know, I don't want to go in and be disappointed. It can be a really great movie.
Sure.
And go in there and be disappointed because there's some things that you expected and you're not
going
to get it.
Are you so going in looking at this as the Man of Steel sequel, or is this a movie by itself?
No, I don't feel like it's a sequel at all. The reason for that is because it's obviously not going to be Superman based. I feel like it's going to revolve a lot more around Batman and his basic struggle to, because from what I can understand of the trailers is that Superman's basically telling him, yeah, like, yo, shut your shit down.
Right.
Like, you can't, I'm more powerful than you, I'm bigger than you, I'm stronger than you, you won't operate like this under my watch, sort of thing. And I think that at that point, which is what I really want to see, Batman goes, yo, you fucked with the wrong person.
Right.
And, you know, like, you can't have all this power, you know, which is the classic story.
Yeah.
The classic, you know, the classic fight that they have.
Let me understand this, then. You're telling me that I should watch this as more of a, I'm trying to equate it to the Marvel side.
It's exactly what it says. It's a Batman versus Superman. That's what I think you should watch this as. It's a launching off point for the Justice League.
All right, how about this? Remember when they did a bunch of Iron Man movies, and then they did, Captain America, and then Iron Man, and then Hulk, and then they got the Avengers together? So this is like, this can't be another Batman origin story. But you're saying...
It's not.
You're saying that...
Batman's already old. He's been around for a while. Like, he's already... technically, from what I understand, Batman's been operating in Gotham before Superman even came around. Right.
Funny how there was
He's been there for a very long time. Well, there technically was. I mean, there were small Easter eggs. There was Wayne Enterprises we saw, mm-hmm. and trucks and shit that blew up and stuff like that. We also saw
trucks from Luther Corps being blown up in the first movie.
Right.
That alluded to it. But what I'm saying is I should be taking this as a movie that Iron Man. Well, yeah. If I'm gonna equate it to the Avengers. I should be looking at this as a movie that Iron Man's in, but not an Iron Man movie.
Right.
So this is a Justice League movie that Batman happened to be in, but is not a sequel of Man of Steel. Right. So are they making a Man of Steel sequel? Is something I don't know about?
No. I don't know. But then again, this is just my opinion. I'm not stating that this is how it is.
I know, but... I'm thinking you're right, because...
I just think there's going to be so much more of everything else that it's really not... I mean, yeah, they're going to dive into, the God factor of Superman and what people think of him, how many people hate him, what his involvement is with the government, the President of the United States, things like that. Because that's a big part of the comics is, him being basically the president's do-boy for a while.
Yeah.
Because he thinks it's the American way or whatever, and he gets sort of caught up in this,
He puts faith in the American government as much as the American people did, and then he gets double-crossed, just like the American people did.
Right, which is what Batman warns him of, right. and I don't necessarily think that Batman wants to be this guy's enemy, but he gets put into a position where he has to do something and basically take this guy down a peg or two because, and that's like you like Superman, like I like Batman. I'm one of the guys that believes that Batman is a superhero.
Of course,
because he doesn't have any of these fucking, he's not to say that these guys are cheating, because obviously they have abilities they were born with or whatever. But
I'm about to blow my own mind, if not anybody else's, and tie everything back together real quick, bringing it full circle. I think that Marvel's version of Batman is Daredevil, which is why Ben Affleck was Daredevil before he's Batman. I think the Ben Affleck's Daredevil was his demo reel for being Batman fucking 20 years in the future. Not that anybody knew this was going to happen, but that's the only reason I think that Ben Affleck is going to do decent as Bruce Wayne Batman, because... we've already seen him in a bat-like, even down to his parents being killed in the alley and the rose falling at the beginning of the movie is completely stolen from the Batman storyline. We all know that the rose, is Kingpin's thing, but it was also like Joker's calling card before he was, before he turned into a criminal kingpin. He was just a street thug that left roses after he killed motherfuckers on the street. So, anyway, what about, I know the score is going to be great, because the same guy that's doing the music for Batman, Alan Silvestri, I believe is his name, is doing the music, so I'm not worried about that. A lot of what people don't realize is if the music is good in a movie, a lot of times it can make you forget some of the bad parts, and I don't know if a lot of that is actually going to matter. What are you going to, do you have high hopes for the CG, or is that just me?
Well, first of all, to kind of finish what I was saying earlier, as far as the sequel factor goes, what I'm hoping they do, obviously they're introducing characters, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, things like that. I don't know if they're going to, put any Easter eggs in there as to show us, like, maybe the Flash is hanging around or whatever. But what I'm really excited about, and I'm actually I am excited about Suicide Squad. And I'll say this. I've been saying this when we talked about this movie when it got greenlit a long time ago, and I called you and we were talking about movies or whatever. And I said that this is going to be... I called it. I called it right away. I said it's going to be a lot better than what people expect. It's going to be better than what people think. And I still believe that. I still believe that we're going to go in here and it's going to exceed our expectations.
Well, I hope you're right.
Because Man of Steel did the same thing for me.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe in Zack Snyder. I think that he's only done one bad movie. And I didn't even think it was that bad of a movie. I just think the writing got fucked up. And
X-Men 3?
No. He didn't do X-Men 3.
Didn't he, though?
No. Sucker Punch. That movie Sucker Punch.
I didn't watch
that's,
it.
Yeah.
That was Zack Snyder?
Anyway.
Yeah, that also had a lot to do with budget. The budget for that movie was a joke.
No, Bryan Singer, or whatever his name is, did X-Men 3.
He did the first two. Bryan Singer left
X-Men 3. The Rush Hour dude did X-Men 3.
Actually, Bryan Singer did Superman Returns, Brandon Routh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I know X-Men 3 wasn't Bryan Singer.
Anyway, what I'm excited about is that eventually we're going to have Jared Leto and Affleck facing off at some point, because that's obviously what they're leading into with this movie as well. And Leto knows who he is because he knows where the Batcave is. He's been there. It shows you all of this in the fucking trailer. And so I'm really excited about them bringing this whole Jason Todd thing into it.
But in the scope of the timeline, doesn't Suicide Squad happen years before Batman and Superman even show up? So in the timeline, isn't that kind of off? Suicide Squad
doesn't match
up with this, does
not
it?
Not at all. I mean, if you want it to be perfect, like, come on, man.
I mean, Marvel's fucking perfect timeline. Why can't they do it?
Marvel doesn't have a perfect timeline.
It absolutely is.
Marvel, there's plenty of heroes that weren't introduced early enough. There's plenty of loopholes and liberties that they've taken with that.
Oh, I'm sure, but still, if you're going to do chronological order...
And I don't want to see a shot-for-shot fucking write-up of a comic book story. Like, they need to fucking take liberties. They need to change stuff.
Everything at least has to... Like, for example, in Dark Knight Rises or whatever, when you see Bane basically destroy Batman and he wakes up at his lair, you know, people, especially... I'm going to say it. Nerds like me will go on the internet and tear Christopher Nolan a huge asshole because there's a huge span, like travel time alone, and a day and a half it takes to get from Gotham to Bane's lair. Where did that 48 hours go? Like, there's no explanation as to all this time lapse that happens inside of a movie, and people notice.
Well, you should go to Comic-Con and stand in line and ask him. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what else you want.
I'm not that
like...
big of a nerd. I'm just saying, don't you think they should have a little bit more... be careful a little bit more with the fragility of the timeline, because if you're telling me that Suicide Squad isn't a young Joker...
But just because the movie comes out
I'm not saying that. Not chronologically release date. I'm talking about in the storyline. Isn't Suicide Squad a younger version of all those villains? Joker's a lot younger.
No.
It's not.
No.
Okay. That was my question.
No. What they're also playing on...
The Suicide Squad I grew up on, it was super young Joker. Like, Harley was really young. Deadshot hadn't even lost his eye yet. Like, all this shit, because it was all prequel stuff leading up to...
But there's multiple Suicide Squad stories, too. I believe there's three different kinds, you know, so it's like... You know, I understand what you're saying, you know, but I don't think that they're going to do that. I don't think that they're going to leave some big fucking loopholes in there that doesn't make any sense.
Even though...
Because this has been really well planned out from what I understood, with Snyder and everybody else that's involved. You know, this has all been really well planned out. And plus, think about how long they've been planning it. They started writing all these movies like 3 or 4 years ago. So they've had... time to coordinate and time to make sure that everything is, there's continuity there, you know?
That's what I'm looking for, is just DC, please hold on to some fucking continuity, because right now you're not using any of the same actors, and I know we talked about this off mic the other day, legalities, and that basically put it to bed for me. When you said that, because of these copyrights, and it's the same thing that Sony and Fox are going through with Spider-Man and X-Men, back and forth, which we have to talk about Avengers later, the Avengers trailer. when you, as soon as you said that, and I don't know why it wasn't so apparent to me, I should have been like, oh yeah, duh. Legally, they can't use the actor that's playing the CW's version of the Flash because Legendary and DC have rights to, and they can do whatever with that character's that they want without having him to be any part of it. You know, that Flash doesn't have to be the Flash in the movies. And for fanboys like me, seeing a different mask, seeing a different face under that mask that I'm so used to associating with that breaks that reality for me. And I just, it takes me out of the whole thing. So I'm hoping...
It's a movie, man. It's not real. It's not reality,
it's
though.
A documentary,
thing,
isn't
man.
It?
It doesn't...
It's not
a
documentary?
It's a documentary,
oh.
Yeah. There's these...
I don't know, man. I just, like, I hate when Chris, what's-his-face, went from being Human Torch to Captain America. I had a huge problem with that. It's we really already right. know him. He's in
oh,
my
no,
head.
Oh, no, but it's a terrible movie, yeah. and the fucking Captain America movies are
the
great.
The original Fantastic Four movies are still better than the new one.
They are terrible. The old ones are fucking
still
terrible,
better.
Bro.
Still better.
Yeah, it's better than the new one, but they're still
yeah,
terrible.
They're still terrible. We're talking
they're so
shit about
bad.
All of them.
They're
yes,
so
but
bad
the
that
ones
they don't even they don't even
bad.
Fit in the universe anymore. They don't even say that they exist like
yeah.
the first Hulk
well,
or whatever.
Well, there you go, because those are all Fox, and it's the same thing that Sony had to do with Spider-Man is hand it back over to Marvel and Disney and be like, "Look, we fucked it up. You do it now."
Yeah, but Fox tried to redo.
What the hell is that?
I think someone's trying to get in the door. Fox, they tried to redo Fantastic Four again, and they did it terribly, you know?
Yeah, they did it terribly.
That wasn't a Disney movie.
Which is what I'm saying. There were three versions of a crappy movie for Fantastic Four before it got handed back over to Marvel. All
right.
And there were three, not great, but three decent versions of Spider-Man, and then two less decent.
I gotta be honest
Spider-Man.
With you, as far as this Batman versus Superman, I'm honestly, like, I don't really give a shit if it's bad. I'm gonna fucking go in there and love it. Like, I don't really care. Like, that's how...
Not if it's Fantastic Four bad. I'm sorry.
Oh, it won't be, though. You know that. You know it won't be. You know it won't be. I think you need to have a little more faith in this movie, just from what you've seen of the trailers.
I think so, too.
Like, dude, the one part in the trailer where he does the fucking Arkham City video game scene, and he's fucking up, like, 30 people at the same time, and it looks like the... You haven't seen that?
I do
oh, my God!
I do everything possible to stay away from the trailers.
I showed you that. I could have sworn
yeah,
I showed you that.
Yeah, and I walked away after, like, 15 seconds. I'm like, this is way too much. What's the point of going and want, especially now that I know the movie's half hour less long than I thought it was going to be. I'm kind of disappointed in that. What's going on now with this? Anyway, sorry. I'm trying to kill this background noise without making things worse. I don't know why. I guess when my fan's on, it keeps the door from doing that. I don't know. Anyway, that being said, do we have anything really else to talk about on this?
I feel like it's going to be good, and just like last time with Man of Steel, I'm going to be one of the few people in my group of friends that liked the movie.
I mean, I'm with you on... go back and listen to episode 55. We did Man of Steel. We both loved it. I rewatched it again the other day. I've rewatched it
tons of times since.
And it's like, I still like it. One of the best Superman movie of all... I mean, the best Superman movie of all time, hands down.
Special effects and stuff. I think the special effects in this, I think, are going to be great. I'm not a big fucking Superman fan, so I don't really care that, like, what's Doomsday or whatever the fuck it is. Mm. I don't really give a shit. Like, whatever, take his horns off, or it's not right, or I don't care.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I want to see fucking, the whole imagery of what they've done with Batman and, like, how, like, broad and fucking big he looks. It looks good. Like, it looks like a scarier version of Batman. His shit isn't yellow in the middle. It's all black. You know, like... Yep.
He's this is the... And I wish I would have prepared for this. Also, for the new listeners, this is all...
This is the Dark Knight Returns Batman.
This is all off the top of my head. None of this is scripted. But in the comic books, if you go, there is that super broad, husky, heavy
shadow. He looks
Batman,
like a shadow.
And he's just, like, always... super dark and
see in this in this one he's all busted up. He's got fucked up shoulders, his knees are fucked up, and that's part of the reason he's already designing the suit. He's designing prosthetics, like shit to keep
his
knees
already fucked up,
shit to keep his legs intact and stuff when he goes out. Because,
I'm curious,
like,
go ahead.
Anyway, it's and this is what, and again, to go back to what we talked about before, and why we both believe that Affleck was good. You're taking a guy that's been through so much shit through his career, whether it's been writing or people talking crap about him or saying that he's a terrible actor or he makes terrible movie choices or whatever, right? And now he's really coming up as being a good actor, a director, a writer, and people, you know, he's won awards and people are really respecting him now. And so, like, that's the perfect person to play Batman because, like, he's calculating. It's been a slow thing for him, but he's been very patient.
Right?
He's got beat up, but he's been very patient, and now he's just really good at what he does. And he's like, you know, because this version of Batman is just, he's a super smart, super conniving, patient, like, kind of guy. And that's, you know, if anybody can beat Superman, it's him.
You kind of answered my question then, because we were talking about the timeline before and where things fall with the Suicide Squad being involved, and your assumption is that the Suicide Squad is going to cross over into the Ben Affleck version of Batman?
Well, Batman already shows up in the Suicide Squad.
Oh, he does?
It's in the trailer.
Okay, I didn't
know that. And in the trailer of Batman, we see that on Robin's old suit, who Robin is dead in this version of Batman, Robin is dead. Jason Todd is dead. And the Joker killed him.
That's the second Robin, Jason Todd.
Jason Todd is the second Robin. The first one was Dick Grayson,
right,
who is now Nightwing, which they are going to bring in.
Yeah, and which is going to be played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
We think. That's my speculation.
I'm boycotting that shit. Anyway, but yeah. So in the timeline of things, then you're saying this is when Batman and Superman meet. This is an older version.
But see, Jason Todd eventually is.
So you've done way too much research, and you're telling me.
Well, no, I've read this in the comics. I've read this version of the comics, but Jason Todd is resurrected with the Lazarus Pit and comes back as the Red Hood.
Oh,
yeah. So that's where it gets kind of weird. And there's speculation that this Joker is not the original Joker. That this Joker is a second Joker.
Is it raining?
It could be. Or that might be the sprinklers. I don't know.
Do we have sprinklers?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. So anyway, there's all kinds of...
And what I'm hoping is that eventually we get a Batman movie, like one last, you know, or maybe Batman or Robin or whatever they do. And really get him versus, and get like some psychological fucking, you know.
Well, I read a quote.
I heard that Jared Leto left Dead Pigs and all the actors' trailers and shit, like on set, like to kind of get in their heads and stuff.
He does a lot of crazy shit like that.
I think he's just trying to be funny most of the time.
I read a quote from Ben Affleck that said, there is a huge bombshell, I think are the words he used, in this movie that has been kept a super tight lid on, and I think it's going to be... It is raining.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's going to be the revelation of the new Robin / Nightwing, or both, and right, we're going to see Joseph Gordon-Levitt in this movie, hopefully.
Well, there won't be a new Robin, because the second Robin's dead.
But like you said, there's multiple timelines. There's multiple...
There is. There's multiple lines. There's multiple stories.
So, sometimes what they do is take a little bit from each,
right,
and then mash them all together, and then people, like comic book nerds, fucking freak out.
But if they bring in Nightwing, it'll be in this storyline, maybe in the next movie or something, because it would be logical to bring him in the Justice League movie. And then, but have him meet, like, the Red Hood, like, on the street, because they're actually bigger enemies than him and Batman, because they have more fights, because it's like, alright, well, I'm Robin. Well, no, I'm Robin. It's that kind of shit. And they fight each other.
They actually do that.
Right.
That's why I said Robin, Nightwing, or both. Because at one point, we're going way too nerdy into this comic book shit, because now we're just talking about comic book storylines.
Right.
But hopefully it'll get more plays than fucking Deadpool. Thanks, guys. do you know what timeline we're on for tonight? Like, how close are we to leaving?
We're going to be leaving around 8:30. So, like,
okay, I got time. Yeah, I mean, if you want to finish talking about this, that's why I said Robin, Nightwing, or both, because for a while there were two Robins and they were fighting over who got to lay claim to the name, and then the other guy's like, "Well, fuck it, have Robin. I'm gonna make my own guy. His name is Nightwing," And then later on down the road, he becomes the new Batman. Like, there's a lot of jumping around back and forth.
Well, it's that was Dick Grayson. He right? Eventually, he's like, fuck you, because he treats him like shit. And then he, you know, and he goes, I'm going to go off, and he makes his own his own thing. He becomes Nightwing or whatever.
And then Nightwing becomes just as dark, and then Robin tries to stop Nightwing from killing people because he starts using weapons and shit, and, like, he doesn't have any restraint anymore.
Well, there's also they do another storyline where there's the Red Arrow goes rogue and, like, does his own thing, and that's when he names himself Arsenal, and he starts killing people. Like, he starts killing people, too, and they have to stop him.
And that's what I was talking about before.
Oh, like, Cyborg. Cyborg is going to make an appearance in this movie. Or the guy who's going to be Cyborg before has the accident or whatever.
What I was hoping is the bombshell that Ben Affleck was talking about was to bring in Joseph Gordon-Levitt as Robin or Nightwing.
I don't think that's as popular of a bombshell. I think the bombshell is going to be like...
something like you said.
Maybe somebody dies? I don't know.
But there you go. I mean...
Maybe Superman's mom dies or something? I don't know.
Lots of speculation at this point, but to be honest with you, I'm disappointed that it's only hour 51. 1 hour and 51 minutes. I guess that's it. If you guys want to go watch the movie... You're about to hear some intermission music from our friend Mr. Aaron Bond here. And we'll be back for part two of episode 93 for Batman vs. Superman. Dawn of Justice is the actual...
Yeah, it's just a build into the subline.
There you go.
You know, but like, I just want to see lots of Batman. I just want to see lots of Batman and friggin' hopefully.
And I want to see a lot of Superman and how everything fits together. So, listen to some intermission music. Go watch the movie. We're gonna press pause and then we'll come back for the second portion of episode 93 for Batman vs. Superman: Dawn of Justice. See you in a bit. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, once again to the world-infamous A Week Late podcast. I am your host, Darren Torres. Again, welcome back, Mr. Aaron Bond.
What's up?
We've had some time to digest Batman vs. Superman. I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as we did. Can I say that for the both of us?
Sure. I don't know if people enjoyed it as much as I did, but...
Oh, yeah, that's a whole other statement, and we'll get into it, ladies and gentlemen. This is, like I said, a Week Late podcast, part two for episode 93 for Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice, as it were. I must mention, straight off the bat, when we did the first part of this episode, it was Thursday afternoon before the midnight release of said movie, and
9 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing for our time zone, and I figured it out. If the movie lets out at midnight, it still counts. So that's why we were able to see it early.
There were actually two shows before ours.
Were there?
Yeah, there were. So we were not.
So there goes that theory.
People had already seen it. There were two showings at the theater that we went to before. There was a 5:40. They were showing it at 5:40.
I still don't get
which that. That's unheard of. I haven't heard.
Yeah, I still don't get that.
And I believe they were one of the only theaters that were doing that, is showing the really...
Maybe
early.
It's one of those promos
theaters
that I was talking about.
Theaters have to pay extra for that. Extra for that kind of thing. So I'm wondering if there's what the premium was and how many theaters paid for that premium. Or if it was the actual studio going, hey, well, we'll let you have this for free. We'll let you have two shows for free. And that, they figured that would boost
pre-sell
the tickets.
Pre-sell tickets, right. That's what I was going to say with the promos earlier. Well, there goes my theory. Any hoots, do you want to... something we haven't done in a while is associate our Twitter accounts with our real names. which one are you going to go by? Like Aaron Bomb Music for the podcast? Or
yeah, that's fine.
So he's at Aaron Bomb Music, yeah. And I am at, Jesus, I have so many Twitter accounts. Just at A Week Late. Mm-hmm.
That would be the most logical.
Right. But people would, I do have a personal Twitter account, which I never check. It's at Analysis49. That was mainly for my gamer tag. It's the same on Xbox. It's the same on the Wii, except on the Wii it has an extra I for obvious reasons. Get it? No? Okay. Moving on. Yeah, that's why I established my at Analysis49 for the personal Twitter account. It was more for my gaming, but I never use it. Also, both of my Xboxes are down, and I haven't been gaming in a while, except for mobile gaming, which I must say, I didn't do the disclaimer in the first portion. This is a explicit tag on iTunes.
Oh, yeah. Well, we gotta record that little audio clip for you.
Yeah, I have one. I just don't drop it anymore because I'm supposed to say it out loud, I guess. But anyway, if you're on iTunes, thank you. Please rate us. Give us, even if you hate us, rate us positively, and then leave negative comments. How about that? I'll tit for tat. You can give us 5 stars and then just call me a shithead in the comments, which actually has
Star men.
We are five
stars. I am a 5-star man.
I'm a 5-star man.
I am a 5-star man.
you know, that's an actual app now. It's called People.
People?
It is, with 2 E's, and you can rate other people.
Well, that's what they were basically in real life. Something.
Right.
Yeah,
it's horrible. Oh, God, dude. This is the... So there was this thing.
I don't even
thing.
Want to get into that.
We can't.
Let's not even. I'm going to cut the cord.
Yeah,
right there.
Thank you. We're about to go down a dark road. Yeah. the internet's a bad place to be. Actually, I do have to say one thing. There was this thing that Microsoft did on Twitter. They came out with an artificial intelligence that tweeted like a teenager, and they had to remove the account within a week because the internet made her learn so many bad things. That she
turned her into Hitler.
Yes,
or like a Hitler.
Yes,
yeah.
It was a neo Hitler.
Well, they were trolling it to see if they could.
And they did. And they literally broke. If that was a real person, they broke it, and they turned it to Hitler. So there's that. Anyway, happy news: Batman vs Superman. I don't know how we did that, but okay. For the new listeners, we're going to talk about this as much as we can before we get to the spoiler countdown. And then you're going to hear a crudely put together countdown, which we have yet to remake. Actually, first, let's get this out of the way. We weren't boozing it up in the first portion. We are now. It's the weekend, and so here's to you, sir. We're going
to
do
cheers.
We're going to do a shot. We're doing a
for
shot
for everyone that can't see, which is everyone.
Which is everyone.
Ah, yes. Apparently there's this new game, too, where instead of chasing the shot, you get slapped in the face.
I learned that last night, and not the hard way. I wanted to learn the rules.
Well, nobody got slapped in the face last night.
Yeah, so that's good. Yeah, I don't know why you would do that. Apparently the adrenaline rush from the slap.
No adult does that, okay? that's like some college shit.
No adult.
No adult does that.
What are you? How old are we right now?
Yeah, I'm 35 years old. I'm going to be fucking slapping people in the face after they take shots.
We're also drinking on a Saturday before 3 p.m., so...
But that's... Adults do that all the time.
Do
they? Yeah, dude, it's NCAA basketball today. People are drinking everywhere.
Do they also eat burritos for breakfast and cereal for dinner? Because
yeah,
I do that a lot.
I do that all the time.
Okay, here we go. This is off the rails real fast. Actually, no, this is perfect. Fuck you guys. I don't know why I just said that. Fuck me. This is interesting. That icon on the A Week Late podcast should not be there in the browser. I think we might have gotten hacked. Wow. Bad news. All right. Anyway, aweeklate.com, if you feel safe now. Where do we start? For the new listeners, we're going to get to the brass tacks of it and review without spoiling anything, and then definitely we will definitely let you know when we're going to spoil the shit out of it. I will have to preface this. We mentioned that we won't let the IMDb ratings sway our decision in any way, shape, or form. And I have been monitoring them since. We did 8.9 going into the first portion on IMDb, 8.9 stars. We got to the theater, and then it was 9.4 stars. We're doing the second portion right now. It's down to 7.6 stars. So clearly,
still a high score.
Still great.
For what the critics are saying.
Right, yeah, now. Which we have to get into that, because we don't consider ourselves critics. Even though we don't get paid off of this, there is potential to get paid, so that makes us professional reviewers. I think there's a difference.
We're movie lovers right. That like to talk about it.
Right.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. And critics go and, you know, look for shit, bad shit on purpose, or they have a bias and they don't really care. I try to go into it without any bias, and then, you know, innocent until proven guilty, in other words. Like, a movie is perfect on my score coming into it, and then it loses points along the way. It doesn't start at zero and then gain points for right. me. You know, that's just not fair. So, is there a garbage truck outside? What the fuck is happening?
I don't know.
Anyway, I hope that it's not getting picked up. I just mentioned it for no reason. So, I'll let you start, because I don't know. I mean, I have so many things. So the way I would review it is bringing it, you know, notching it down.
Right.
Why everything? In other words, give your rating. Did it satisfy your expectations? And why or why not? There you go.
So from a 1 to 11D or
zero to 11D? Sure.
0 to 11D. I give this movie a 9.8.
Wow.
For me.
Wow.
Yes, it exceeded my expectations. Mm-hmm. I, like I said in the first part, like, I really don't give a shit. I was going to love this movie even if it was crappy.
Sure.
I've just been so excited about it.
I had so much fun watching it, though.
Yeah, I did. And I think that's what a lot of people are going to get from it, even if they don't
agree,
like it, right. so to speak, just mm-hmm. because of the, you know, the problems that we're going to get into, obviously. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, obviously the main one that we agree with. Which is, you know, and why I probably wouldn't give it like a 10.5 is simply because if you are not a follower of certain timelines or storylines or comic book storylines, then you're not going to understand a lot of what happens in this movie.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's the main part of the movie that people get, which we'll get into with the spoilers, but it's obviously...
And that is going to be a main theme.
You know, the climax of the movie, Batman versus Superman. This movie
Which was awesome.
This movie is a big build-up to something that's really big, coming really big. And it's, you know, obviously, and why it's not perfect, they squeeze too much into this. And we called that a year ago when we said they're rushing the whole thing.
Which, why it should have been longer. I'm going to thoroughly enjoy...
It's going to be longer.
I'm going
to
thoroughly enjoy the rated R version.
Yes, the director's cut,
wait.
I think, is going to be amazing.
I can't wait to see that.
Which probably... Not the rated R version. You know, they obviously could have cut it down, but that's probably the one that they should have put.
The 40 extra minutes that we're going to get will, I think, explain a lot of the shit that people... The non-comic book lovers...
At least,
is going to fill in the gaps.
At least glue some stuff together. But... Mm-hmm. I will say this now, you know, to kind of the good part of it. Ben Affleck was fucking amazing. I thought all the acting.
How ironic that you say it before I do.
I thought all the acting in this was really good.
He does fall apart at times, and I'm going to get into that, which is why it lost a couple of points for me. I don't know, you know, the shooting schedule, but it seems like they almost shot this movie in chronological order. You know how they shoot movies in different parts? Like, they don't shoot them in sequence.
Uh-huh.
So it's very possible that they shot the ending scene before they shot the opening credits, you know? And so...
Yeah, the bat suit, the fight is
that,
was like one of
that
the
happened
first things
first.
That they shot.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think, to your credit, and mine, you're right. Like, there was too much, like, shoved in to this small portion, and that 40 minutes is going to fill in the gap. I don't know why they wouldn't let this run a little longer. Why? Why wouldn't you include that?
Because somewhere somebody said that that wasn't what they wanted to see, and it tested bad somewhere, and so they cut it down.
And that's what they did, huh? You know, Ben Affleck went on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and he said, this isn't a movie for the critics, this is the movie for the fans. And I know that's true. And I criticize DC for doing the rewrites, but I credit them at the same time. Because they went back and did it for the fans instead of what they wanted to see, and I like that. I have to give them credit.
But that's why I'm so excited about what's coming up.
I can't wait.
You know, as far as Suicide Squad and how they're going to fit everything together, which is...
And the bombshells that we talked about? There are four or five of them in this movie.
Yeah, to tell you, so to answer your question from the first part, they answered it right away in the beginning of the movie, the timeline part, because it takes place 18 months later.
Crazy.
So in between there, that's Suicide Squad,
and I looked over and you were like, yep. That so happened three times, by the way.
Right, yeah.
We were a seat apart. Katie was in between us, right?
Yeah.
And, oh, am I supposed to say her name on the podcast? Oh, she's been on the podcast before. And then, like... We like almost every single time, and I swear to God, she looked at me and she rolled her eyes. She's like, "You fucking like you guys are gay. Like you guys are still gay."
Yeah, but that's why I'm really excited. Is just because if you know about the storylines, DC comic book storylines, certain things that they've done with the animated features, graphic novels, you know, The Dark Knight Returns Part 1 and 2,
and one of the spoilers that I'm going to get into,
it's just great imagery, and it's great knowing what's coming with what Lex Luthor is doing. And
it was like reading a comic book.
It really was. Well, what it was cool because it was kind of everything put together. The best pieces and imagery of all these different stories put together. There's even, and we'll talk about that, there's even what we believe to be part of the Flashpoint Paradox. Not necessarily. It might not be the Flashpoint Paradox. It might be Injustice, the Injustice story, because
God's Among Us.
Everyone's seen the trailer where
we're getting into the desert. This is the great thing about what we're talking about. We're getting into crossovers between source material, comic books, video game storylines, fucking
graphic novels,
like hardcovers, everything. It's and we're going to get into it in the second... Well, this is the second portion. In the last part of this portion, comics, I read Lex Luthor, Man of Steel, number 1, and there are lines, like, directly that Jesse Eisenberg, by the way. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So solid in this movie.
Yeah, he's really good.
Fucking amazing. He's the best, and I love Kevin Spacey. But Jesse Eisenberg just took the crown from you, dude. Like, as Lex Luthor, Jesse Eisenberg is my shit. Like, I love this guy. And
I really thought Bryan Cranston would have done, like, a really... Like, if you...
You know what? You know, I don't hate that idea.
But hopefully, at the same time, like, hopefully they're...
And he did read for that.
Well, isn't he Commissioner Gordon?
Who?
Bryan Cranston.
No.
Well, there was no Commissioner Gordon in this movie.
Why would he be...
Why wouldn't he?
Yeah, well, why would you say that? Is that a rumor?
I thought so. I thought, like, in the Batman movie or something like that. Like,
did we see Bryan Cranston in the Batman movies?
No.
We didn't?
No.
So why would you say that?
No. Gary Oldman was Commissioner Gordon. Because they're talking about him in the Batman movies coming up.
Really?
Talking about, yeah.
Why wouldn't they just use... Are we not using the same characters?
No.
This isn't the same Batman from Dark Knight, then.
No, it's a different
storyline.
It's a different story.
And this is why.
The fucking they were good, but they were not Batman stories. They were fucking
the Chris Nolan movies.
Yeah, they were fucking. We've talked about this before.
We have. Go listen to episode 55 for the new listeners. We were just like running over stats. We do a complete. It's like a 2.5 hour podcast for Man of Steel. It's amazing. I love. That's one of my favorite episodes. Like, we went to go see that movie with Smile for Cameras, Kevin, and we actually went to go see this movie with him. Oh, that's something. That's kind of special.
With him a lot.
Yeah, it's fun. So shout out to Smile for Camera and Kevin and Jason and Mike, who's supposed to be doing the opening. The introduction for our new fantasy page. I don't even know what the website is, but on Twitter it's at the numbers 489_DFS. And Bond runs that, and we're going to be getting into a lot of sports along with our sister company, Rocket Sports Entertainment.
125 followers in just over 2 weeks.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah.
We've grown a network on that, so thanks.
Been about eight to ten a day, if not more. Sometimes.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right now, that's how it's pushing. As long as I keep my posts up. Yeah.
And we're going to talk about...
I post during the games.
Yeah, we're going to talk about your live tweets, because I was just going to say that towards the end, people. So we got a lot to talk about. We're going to try to fit a lot of shit in, as they did with this movie. So, I'm sorry. I don't
anyway,
apologize.
Anyway, to wrap everything up, I love the special effects. The fight between Superman and Batman was fucking amazing. It's one of the best fights, superhero fights that I've seen in a long time. Which I believe that will be rivaled with the next thing that we see in Civil War.
We're going to butt heads on that. Oh, yeah. Civil War is going to be crazy.
We've talked about this in Man of Steel, how much we liked the way the wide-angle fight scenes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't use the cheap shaky cam
stuff.
It's wide-angle. They a lot of, you know, after effects and stuff like that to use the, you know, because when Superman, obviously, he's got a lot of power when he jumps off of things and stuff like that.
Of attention to detail, and that's one of the reasons why this, and I know you hate it when I interrupt, but please stay on your topic because I'm going to lose mine. That's my problem with this movie. The special effects were so amazing, yet one scene killed 2 points off of my rating. And this isn't a spoiler. Superman is floating down to the Capitol steps to be judged, correct?
Uh-huh.
His cape stays straight down. It is not flapping in the wind on his descent to Earth. It stays like glued to him. And I'm like, how did they miss that? And I turned to Mike, and he even was like, and he's not like a special effects guy. You know, he's just there to experience the movie. And I turned to him, he's like, yeah, I know. And I was like, wow, how did they fucking miss that?
See, I totally missed that. I didn't see that.
Listeners, if you're agreeing, and so many people are like, oh, fuck, right now. Like, I just blew your minds. When he's descending to the Capitol steps to go get judged, because this movie, not only are we going to talk about it on a special effects, but it grounds superheroes. Like, there are casualties to your battle against good and evil. You know what I mean? Like, this is that. This is Earth saying, Superman, you're not a god. It brings in morality. It brings in ethics. It brings in morals.
Why are you not talking about this during your part?
Because the cape was bad. The cape was bad CG. That's all I'm saying. Go ahead.
But I don't know.
I knew I was going to go off on a tangent. That's why I apologize ahead of time. Go ahead.
yeah.
Sorry.
I don't know.
Well, you were saying that the special effects is when I interrupted you.
Yeah, the special effects. Honestly, my favorite part of the movie is the first 20 minutes when there's no action. It's because they do such a good job of a dramatic build. Obviously, this is, you know, the first part of the movie is, and we know this from the trailer, so I'm not spoiling anything. But
yeah, get into it.
Bruce Wayne is basically, he's in Metropolis when all this shit happens.
I love how they synced it up.
With Superman, you know, for a business meeting or whatever he's there for.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually in the air, right? Mm-hmm. He takes a helicopter over the bay to come there, and they show you everything that's happening from the ground, and it's a terrorist attack. It's 9/11 on the ground, right? Like, that's exactly what it is. So it makes you look at the hell, you know, like, you see people running into the danger instead of running away from their family. Oh, dude, that was so, like,
great.
That sent chills up my spine. Like, that's Batman.
So good.
Like, and he's just like, fuck
so good.
It. Like, I'm going in, bro.
He knows
somebody in
the tower that's crumbling. And
he's on the phone with somebody.
How many people do we relate that with?
Like, that was very powerful for me.
It was.
And, like, how they really... Even though we all know that Superman is a being of light and he's a being of good, and he means no harm, obviously. You know, he's a protector.
It's the people around him.
But at that certain moment, he was trying in his rush and obviously he was a rookie then. Mm-hmm. You know, he was still learning everything. You know, and he was trying to protect, but at the same time,
destroying everything.
He destroyed everything.
The Avengers conundrum for Civil War.
Sure, absolutely. But that was so good. Like that was so good. Incredible. Because it painted a great. It wasn't an origin story. We didn't have to see that crap.
We saw a little bit.
Well, we did, but that was they were telling you his psyche. They were going into his head.
Yep.
Yeah.
So which the Lex Luthor comic. Side by side, just like that. So good, man. I think they took a lot of that.
And Luthor, that's what I really liked about this Lex Luthor, is it wasn't the cartoon.
Nope.
The cartoon looked, I'm suited up and I'm bald Lex. Hey.
Right.
You know, like, this was comic book Lex. This was crazy. This was fucking crazy Lex. He's smart as shit.
Scattered.
Smart as shit. Dialogue is crazy, but he is the smartest motherfucker. He's his wits are matched to Bruce Wayne. Like you know, like they are both.
Yeah. To a fault.
Right.
To a fault.
Absolutely.
This as good as Superman is, Lex Luthor is trying to be that.
He
good,
wants the power.
But he needs the power.
He's constantly trying to harness the power. Yeah. And
Jesse Eisenberg. Oh, god damn it.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a lot, and I talked to Devin the other night, and he actually liked it about as much as I did. But
shout out to Devin.
Yeah, I thought the movie was incredibly fun. I loved the first part of the movie is like I don't
dude, you kept even, talking about that. Even last minus time. I was like, the save action, it for the fucking podcast.
Even minus the action, like that shit just struck me so hard, and it made the movie so much better.
I want to watch it again.
But like I made the movie so much better. See, character build. When you can do a little bit of character build and it's really good, it can make the rest of the movie so much better. You understand why he's fighting. You understand.
See, but, yeah.
You understand his rage. Like, you understand.
On both sides, though. They do such a good. Sure. They do such a good job writing this movie that you understand why both of these people are on the same side of the coin.
What did they reshoot? Like, what did they have to rewrite? I don't understand.
Because the first version wasn't.
I think that was a publicity stunt, dude.
It might have been, and it worked, dude.
They had to do anything.
We're talking about it.
How much that shit would have cost?
They did it.
I don't know, man. Anyway,
but here's the thing. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because whether they
get an even better version,
whether they did it or not, it worked. Okay.
Okay.
You know.
Mexican motherfuckers. Okay, nobody knows what we're talking about.
No, they do because it's an episode. It's a kind of an inside joke for the new listeners. They won't understand, but for the old listeners, I did an episode where I reviewed an actual stand-up show from Bill Burr. Before I was living in Orlando, I came to visit Bond. Me and my brother came here. We went to go Embassy Suites. Just for Bill Burr. We came from Tampa to Orlando just for that shit. We reviewed it, and then I went backstage. I froze up. I wanted to interview him for my podcast. My brother actually encouraged me. Straight Edge, Christian brother, encouraged me to go backstage.
Maybe he should have been the one to talk to him. I don't know.
Maybe. But no, don't get me wrong. My brother we were drinking that night. Don't get me wrong. Anyway, go listen to that episode. I think it's episode 36. So when you hear us go, okay, you know, that's our bad attempt at mocking Bill Burr, mocking me. And then Bond is doing a bit where I go backstage and he calls me a Mexican. That's funny. And offensive because I'm Colombian and Puerto Rican. So that's funny.
Anyway, to you know, obviously without getting the spoilers.
What's your rating, I suppose?
Well, I already, 9.0.
Oh.
But I really loved the end. I did kind of have it in my head that they might do this.
Man.
But obviously we know.
Me
that
too, and I didn't say it.
It doesn't last. See, and that's the cool thing at the end too with the.
Yeah.
That shit's great. Oh my god. We'll
I'm glad that wasn't, I'm glad you did that visually.
Yeah, nobody, I'm not going to say it.
So good.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, that's great.
It was like the end of Lord of the Rings where it's like, I want to see the next scene and the end. Ah, okay. Fuck.
I can't say it. We'll talk about it. Yeah, you can't say it. But the imagery at the end.
It's so good. Yeah, it's so good.
The box?
And that's straight, straight from the comics.
Yeah, straight from the comics.
Whew. Okay, here we go. The perspective that this movie gives you as a human being, and I'm going to sound super cheesy, and I'm just going to be a nerd right now. When, you can go get another one, doesn't matter.
Oh, I will.
Can you get me one, please?
Yeah.
Since you're more of a Batman fan and I'm more of a Superman fan, this gave me so much perspective into the mind of the other person. We're on the same side of the coin, yet completely different ways of tackling what justice is, you know? You know?
Yeah.
And it also happens in Daredevil. If you guys are watching that on Netflix, you should be. What are you doing with your life? Oh my God.
What am I doing with my life?
Good God, man. That's so fucking good. And I'm surprised that I saw a Daredevil, a Netflix Marvel trailer before a DC movie. That should not have happened. Anyhoots. I commend the writing. I love Ben Affleck so much, and I fucking hated Bruce Wayne in this movie. I hate him. Like, you want to talk about justice and how Superman does nothing but kill people? Batman killed like 50 people in this movie. He's such a fucking...
He did it, though. Batman only... Okay, but he only puts people in situations where they might die. The only time he kills somebody is during that flashback that's just a dream.
Right, but that being said, in real life, the fucking Batmobile chase and just the fucking missiles that he shot alone leveled buildings and blocks. Oh. Like, there had to be people there. He killed massive amounts of people. So for him to be going after Superman is not...
Yeah, but most of those, they were empty warehouses.
Listen. On the way out of the theater...
You're stretching now.
No, I wasn't.
Superman literally
Listen, man, you got your chance. It's my turn now.
Oh, you didn't interrupt me twice?
Yeah,
with your big fucking tangents?
Keep going.
All right.
This isn't your show, though.
No, it's not. You're right.
Continue.
Well, then why am I on here, then? Why am I... What am I doing?
Because I can't talk... I can't yell at myself.
Well, you could.
Here's what I'm saying. I was exiting the theater. I'm not the only one that feels this way. A guy behind me was like, "I don't know how you could. I don't know how you can't see, man. Like Batman killed like 50 people in this movie." I'm not the only one that felt that way.
That's not the first time that we.
There are casualties.
People said that about the last movie.
There are casualties.
He killed tons of people in the last movies. You know.
Well, that happened. You're right. By accident.
But he doesn't directly kill people. He doesn't.
But neither did Superman.
Well, okay. So they're both on the same level.
That's what I'm saying. They're on the same side
of
the coin.
And that's how they painted them when they were talking to each other. They painted both of them. They were both wrong, but they were both right.
Correct. Thank you for proving my point.
Yeah. Well, no, I agree with you on
this. This movie was written so well that we're on the same side of the coin and we're arguing about the same fucking thing.
We're arguing about how we agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
It is good stuff.
We just opened up a black hole.
I told you I was about to blow your mind. This is some nerd shit, man. Like, I'm sorry for being human being about this, but that's what it is. Right. And in life, this just between me and you and to the rest of the six people that are going to listen to this, that's it. Most of the time, we're on the same side of the coin and we're arguing about the same shit. We need to know that we're in agreement. We're just on the same side of the coin, but getting at it.
I don't know
ways.
If that's necessarily true, but...
In life, it is true. Well, a lot of people, we all want to do good. We all want to do good. I know, and I told you I was about
to
get
nerdy. You're talking about the metaphorical connection.
Yes, absolutely,
the movie and
absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's why they really did a good job.
It's so good. The way that this movie is
exposing
written,
it and
if you don't walk away from this movie getting that, kill yourself. Well, don't
do
it.
Just like Man of Steel, bro. Did Man of Steel not have all the feels?
It did.
So this really kept up there with it.
And I was going to say in the first portion.
And it had a much darker character in it, and that was kind
of
cool.
And a lot of people don't like that.
No.
They don't.
A lot of people don't like Batman.
They didn't
and
like.
They don't think he's a superhero.
They didn't like the Dark Superman either in Man of Steel. Because he killed somebody on purpose.
He was very dark in this one, too.
Very
dark. This was a very dark movie.
And this is why the critics can suck balls. Because you want to see a darker version of it, but when you see it, you criticize it.
Right.
Go fuck yourself.
Right, exactly.
We did what you wanted, and you still don't like it?
Yeah.
Eat a dick.
Exactly.
Eat all of them. You know? You know? So that's what I'm saying. It's like, if you don't walk away from this movie feeling better about humanity, there's something broken inside of you. You're Zod, probably.
But that's why they're doing such a great build-up to the Justice League, because the Justice League is about hope, right?
Now,
like just the,
here's why. Here's why this movie doesn't get a perfect score for me. And we haven't even gotten into the spoilers. We're 32 minutes in on the second portion, which means so far this is an hour-long podcast. Anyway.
It usually is.
Yeah. Stay tuned, man. It's going to be like 2.5, I think, for this one.
Okay.
What do you have to do today? No.
I got to clean my butt. I got to wash my ass.
You got to wash your ass.
Wash
your ass, you stinky fuck. Here's why. The cape CG lost 2 points for me right away.
Understandable. Wow, 2 points.
2 points. That's lazy. That's fucking lazy.
But that was one of those fancy reshoots you were talking about.
Yep. Guaranteed they just fucking edited
him in,
descending, and kept the cape the same.
That's when you don't have a budget to pay the CG guy. And you
and
walk
he gets
in there,
mad.
You walk in there. And you go, you got an hour to fucking fix this shit. He's like, I can't do that in an hour.
Right.
Like, I gotta map the movements and shit. Like, what are you talking about? You know, and they're like, oh, we're just not gonna pay for it. Like, just do it. That's all. It's fine. That's all.
He's like, all right, I'll take this.
Nobody will notice.
Right.
Nobody will fucking care. Right?
And I did, and I'm talking about it right now.
Yeah.
Bad.
But I wonder
you.
How many of those critic reviews talk about.
They won't.
Probably nobody. Nobody
they
talks
won't.
About the cape.
Exclusive right here, motherfuckers. Nobody talks about the
Maybe
cape.
Maybe some nerd on BuzzFeed or something like that.
No, some nerd on aweeklate.com right now in your fucking ears,
you should
motherfuckers.
Probably work for BuzzFeed.
I probably should.
Yeah,
actually, I know the guy from...
You should outsource the podcast to BuzzFeed.
I'm just... Then that makes me a corporate asshole.
We'll get the Mexicans to record the podcast. It's beautiful.
We'll build a digital
wall. They'll pay for it, okay? Listen.
You sound more like Bernie Sanders than Donald Trump.
I do. I turned into Bernie. Like,
all right, so that's 2 points right off the top. So coming down from an 11D, still not doing bad. We're at 9, right?
Yeah.
I love you, Ben Affleck, but you're... And this is what I'm coming full circle from saying what I was saying earlier. If not shooting in sequence, whatever part they shot the last couple of scenes...
You feel like there were some scenes that he hadn't built into the character
he
yet.
He did not perform.
So it didn't seem
he
normal.
Was just reading lines. And a lot of people, including myself, say that about, like, you were the bomb in Phantoms, yo. You know, Phantoms? He was just reading lines. He just doing that for a paycheck. That was not the Ben Affleck of Good Will Hunting status. You know what I'm saying? He was just getting a paycheck.
Yeah.
And he also did a movie called Paycheck. For a paycheck. And it wasn't a terrible movie. I actually liked that movie a lot.
Better than Reindeer Games.
It was better than Reindeer Games. I will give you that. Did you know his name was Rudolph? In that movie?
Yeah, wasn't it really? I have seen that movie. I should know better.
His name is... They call him Rudy.
My dad loves that movie.
They call him Rudy. His name is Rudolph.
Oh my god, dude.
In Reindeer Games.
Who got that movie made?
Dude.
Who cleared that
movie? By the way, Paul Scheer, thank you for tweeting.
Can you look up the producer of that movie?
No, they did a podcast on Reindeer... This is why I know this fact. Paul Scheer tweeted, after I tweeted him, from the podcast page that I was listening to that episode. It's called, How Did This Get Made? It's
no,
on.
I know.
It's on Earwolf.
To their first episode when it came out.
It's on Earwolf, and they do.
Yeah,
they do a podcast on Reindeer Games, and that's how I know that Ben Affleck's character's name in that movie was Rudy, short for Rudolph. Guess what? Starring in Reindeer Game, Rudolph, the Reindeer.
No,
really?
Yeah,
I know. I'm still saying it because it's that ridiculous. So go listen to that podcast. Actually, shout out to Paul Scheer because he followed us. From the How Did This Get Made podcast Twitter account and retweets and shouts us out on the regular on Twitter whenever I shout him out. So that's fucking awesome. So the second reason kind of getting into spoiler territory, which is good because we're going to be able to transition it a little easier. I'm going to let the cats back in. Sorry, Ratchety. Come on. And, oh man, it's going to be hard. During the Batman-Superman fight, when I guess, yeah, it's kind of a spoiler. No, she's good. She's good. It's not that part.
No, I know, but it looks like she's biting her.
Oh, she is. You're right. Anyway, during the fight, there are parts where it's like you're on par the speed as the Flash, and you can't run away from said smoke bomb. You can't fly. Just get out of the fucking... You're just sitting there coughing. Just move. That's fucking stupid.
He can't. You have to understand that when that shit gets in his lungs...
All right, now we're getting... That's what I'm saying. Yeah, we're getting into spoilers. Yeah, I didn't want to do that.
It incapacitates him.
Okay, so...
Well, everyone knows... If you don't think that Kryptonite isn't in this movie, you're fucking stupid. Right? Like, if you don't already know that Kryptonite is in this movie, then you're fucking stupid.
I'm tiptoeing, right?
Let's
Batman weaponizes.
Wrap that
sure.
gavel up, B, and then we'll get to this. Spoiler, can't do.
Batman weaponizes Kryptonite. We're not gonna say where he gets
it's
the spoiler, right? Yeah. So
where they get that from? I want to go there.
It's really good. It's actually really good.
On the beach.
yeah, for more than one reason. So he weaponizes Kryptonite, which he actually steals that idea from Lex Luthor, and does it himself, and he creates like this...
Oh, he steals it from...
Yeah, but that's the spoiler part that we don't want to get into. Right. So he weaponizes this Kryptonite, and... we just did it.
Spoiler. Anyway, wrap up your stuff, and we'll get to that.
But that's...
What's your score?
That's my argument. Why not just fucking... Just move over to the left a little bit. Get out of that fucking cloud. Like, what's wrong with you?
It's in his body.
Yeah, but he's okay to stand up and cough, and you can't just fucking walk over.
Right, but it's still inside of him.
Stupid.
It's just inside of him. You saw it. It's on a time-based thing.
Though. I liked it. I like that.
And he knows.
It works through his blood
but
so
Bruce
fast.
But Bruce knows that. He's only.
He didn't know how fast it would.
He did it, but
through.
He knew that it would slow him down.
Right.
Enough to.
And that was great. So, okay. So that's one of the other things. It's like the logic. You know how when. Superman, I know you've seen the cartoon series. They weakened him so much in the cartoon series just for there to be, you know, a monster of the week. You know, Metallo, fucking Lex Luthor. Like,
right.
If you're going to be all-encompassing, encompassing invincibility, then, you know, what's the excitement in that? There has to be vulnerabilities.
Well, right.
And this movie brought that out, right. But I think... A little cartoony, like they dumbed him down so much. It's like, well, if you're gonna
But
God versus man, another thing. I loved the fucking just the morality of this movie. Like it brings in like what makes you a god, what makes you a man, and Bruce Wayne.
It was David versus Goliath.
And Bruce Wayne figured out a way to bring him. Down to a playing field where he could actually.
Wait, in the spoilers, we'll talk about there was a problem
so,
which I did not talk about.
So
which,
here we
which
go.
Could have taken off for me.
My rating is. You know what? I'm glad that we had this long talk because you actually talked me up a point.
You're gonna see it again too. You might even increase it up.
Yeah, but I stand firm on my ratings. I love the CG except that Kate part. I loved,
which I'm gonna be looking for that next time.
Amy Adams wasn't terrible.
No,
she did a good job. The acting was solid, and it's Cavill, by the way.
I just don't like her.
It's Cavill, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's Cavill.
It's Ben Affleck and Henry Cavill. Actually, I'm proud to say
one is British, and the other one wants to be British.
I was going to say, I'm proud to say that my middle name I share with Ben's.
Which name, I really want to see Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Me too. Me too. We should watch
that.
We should review it.
Because I like Arnie Hammer. He's cool.
Me too.
I like him.
Yeah, yeah.
They should put him in a superhero movie, for Christ's sakes.
He's
built like
he's actually going to be in a Marvel movie.
He should
movie.
Be Captain Atom or well,
hold on.
Homeboy's going to be Black Adam. All right,
so here we go. I'm going to give this
the best cast.
I'm going to give this an 8. I'm going to give this movie an 8.
Wow, that's surprising. It's good though. It is good. I mean, it's higher than a 7.
Which is a 7 on our scale. So it's technically right. The same thing. No, you know, if I were to
you're
be generous,
the IMDb rating. Right
sure,
now.
If I were to be generous, I'd give it an 8.5. But I just can't. I can't see myself doing that for the cape alone.
I said the scene. I knew it.
For the cape alone, fuck
dude.
That guy.
If I would have saw that, I probably would have lowered it at least a point, another point. If I would have, but I didn't notice it because. Yeah. But that's
dude, you were enjoying it so much.
If a movie is good enough to make me not, because you know how much of a CGI stickler I am.
Yeah.
If a movie is good enough for me to look past
I'm
that
I'm surprised
shit,
you didn't see it.
Then that means that it was doing something for me.
Mm-hmm.
So,
in more ways than one, I loved how Katie was like, my mouth was open the whole movie.
She was like, I didn't like it at all. See, my girlfriend did not like it
yeah.
at all.
She
and she likes superhero movies. She really does. She loves
she
the
had
Marvel
to,
shit.
She had to wait too long to see Wonder Woman. That was one of her big
issues. Well, I agree with her.
Me too. I would also say part of my rating, the reason I take that half away, like Gal Gadot is way miscast in this movie. Yeah. She does not belong in this movie at all.
I disagree.
I didn't think visually since day one when they released the screening
picture.
Well,
they're doing a certain version. They're not doing the big breasted.
I don't care. And I know I made a joke. I made a joke about that. She does need bigger titties, but that was just a joke. Yeah. All that aside, I don't.
She really
think,
is a good actress.
I don't think she is. I think.
You haven't got to see her yet.
I think her.
You only got to see her fight. That's it.
No, I've seen her in other movies.
Oh. Well,
I've seen her
in
other movies.
I like her in the Fast and Furious movies. I think she's probably the only good thing about the last.
You're probably right. I mean, the cars are the smartest thing in that fucking movie. So
that's what people go to watch it for.
Yeah, well, that doesn't say much.
You like the American Dad where they say it's all a gay porno, but then they cut everything out. They film everything. They film everything as a gay porno. That's the only way that Vin Diesel and the natural chemistry together.
Because they're banging.
They have to film the actual banging, but then they like cut all of it out.
Yeah.
That's just fucking hilarious.
It is probably... No, I'm not going to say that. I was going to say it's probably true, but may you rest in peace.
I feel like a terrible actor, probably wonderful guy to hang out with.
Oh, no. He's a great dude.
Yeah.
Great dude.
Probably cool guy. He's one of those... Every movie is the same dude.
Gal Gadot is a gorgeous woman. She belongs in the modeling industry. Hang up your cape.
She is
in acting.
She's taller than Ben Affleck and all that.
Those were Amazon heels, first of all.
No, she literally is like 5'11".
No, you know what? I'm slamming her, but she doesn't deserve that. She's just miscast. She's not a terrible actress. I just think she's miscast. She doesn't. She definitely exudes
the blind
a businesswoman.
Could have been.
Yes, I was just gonna say. Fucking throw Jamie in there. You know why they couldn't? Because she is already in a Marvel movie. She is on Thor's team.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, she can't. She can't.
Well, she
contract
could.
Out. No, she can't. She can't work.
They have that in their contract.
She can't work
for DC.
She can't work.
That
for
makes
DC.
Sense.
So Jamie Alexander, by the way, and I have to talk about that
Lady
in
Sif.
TV show Lady
yeah.
Sith. Yep. Sif or Sith.
Sif or Sif?
Sif? Whatever
like
it is. You're right. Lady Sif. Whoever, but you're right. Jamie Alexander would have been a much better.
She would have been great.
Also, must I say, Adrian Palicki would have played a great Wonder Woman.
And I know you're talking
she
about.
Actually did, she
She's
actually
really
did.
She's short, though, dude.
She did a pilot.
She's like 5'2".
For the TV show of Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
There are two episodes out there. You can find it on Google if you search hard enough. You'll probably end up.
You know, one of the reasons that never got made, though, is that people didn't like her as Wonder Woman.
No, the fucking pilot was terrible.
Well, yeah, it was terrible, but the people that... Part of it is that people voted it down, because they were going to rewrite
her.
The show.
I loved her as Wonder Woman. I love her. She's gorgeous. Anyway, there it is. Those are our ratings. Bond gives it a, what, 9 point... Wait, what did you say? 8.5? 9.5?
9.8.
Wow, that's fucking super high. I give it an 8.
I really liked it.
And I really liked it too. I just think, you know, for the reason
I liked
cited,
it more than I liked it more than Man of Steel.
I would say
you're a Superman guy, I'm a Batman guy, so
I would say yeah, I know. But I would say that I like Man of Steel more. If I had a choice, you know what? I can't say that.
Sure, but you've been, you know, when we saw Man of Steel,
That's okay. I mean,
when we saw Man of Steel, you're a Superman guy, so you were really stoked for that. You know, like you were. I remember you. I mean, we could listen to it again, but you were saying like how excited you were to see
the good version
because we all know Superman Returns is a piece of shit. And by the way, I watched that the other day.
It's not that bad.
Have you noticed how tiny they made the S on his chest? He looks like a pussy. It makes him look like a fucking bitch. He's like bitch man.
Mm-hmm.
Like it might as well be a B and bitch man.
They had a lot of talk about that.
Suit was terrible.
And it was made with tiny little S's.
Brandon Routh with his greaser haircut.
I love you, Brandon Routh, but you are not my favorite Superman.
Yeah, man, sick. Hey, stay in the CW. That's where you belong.
You're right.
You're good in that. You are good in the
He's
CW.
He's great.
He's great in it.
He's great.
He's, you know what, though?
Adam.
He was good in Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
No, I'm telling you, man. He's a great actor. He's funny. He's great.
He's a TV actor. I don't think he's a...
He's not a movie star.
He's not a big movie star. I don't think he has the chops for it.
But we just said he was great in Scott Pilgrim. So he might have the chops, but again,
a small role, though.
Yep.
I mean, Chris Evans was great in that, too, but it was a small role.
That's true.
And it's easy to do.
That's true. Chris Evans was in that.
I think that was one of
Fuck you, Chris Evans, for being three different superheroes. You know what? You can eat a dick. Jesus, I was just talking about that the other day. I love Chris Evans.
I think he's great.
Yeah, he's great. Fucking asshole. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen, for the new listeners. This is where we throw out the spoiler countdown. You're well into an hour and a half of this, so at this point, if you haven't seen it, go watch Batman vs. Superman. You'd expect to see this in IMAX. I'm going to go see it in IMAX.
Is it an IMAX?
It is an IMAX. Are you crazy?
Of course it is. I guess. I don't think it's worth the extra cash.
Do you want them to see it? Would you recommend for people to see it in theaters at least?
Yeah.
Go watch it in theaters.
Go fucking see it, man. Give these people their money.
Yeah. Like, fucking, give them their money, dude. Fucking.
They're already breaking records. They're breaking Deadpool.
Yeah, right? Let's do that before we get into the spoiler countdown. We're going to get into...
I mean, do you think that we could see something this year where we see almost every superhero? Because I don't think Suicide Squad is going to break...
It's not.
But...
It's not.
That's what everyone thought about Guardians and Deadpool. Nobody thought Deadpool was going to
do it. Nobody said that about Guardians. Nobody
Excuse
said that
me?
About Guardians.
People thought that movie
it's a
was
Marvel
going to
movie.
Bomb.
It's a
that,
Marvel
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, and they thought it was the biggest risk that they ever took.
By the way, go listen to our review of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Weekly.com.
I had no
idea. Episode Guardian 9.
I have no, that's not true.
Yeah. Guardian. You named it special just for
I
that
didn't.
Episode.
I didn't.
Oh, well,
didn't.
You should go back.
Don't
and name
do that.
It Guardian 9.
That's not true.
So people can find it now. Because I just fucked your shit up.
That doesn't make any sense.
It does.
Go. Just go.
It sounds like a fancy space name.
Just say what you're going to
anyway,
say.
Anyway. I'm just
it's that shot. It's that shot getting to us.
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm. We'll blame it on the
shot. Anyway, we're going to go into the... we're going to go right into the...
Well, I'm trying to find out how much money this made, and you can finish your thought while you do that.
Okay.
That's what I was trying to do. All
right.
If you didn't get my drift, but now I had to say it out loud.
You know what? While you're looking for that,
By the way, Jeremy Irons, how good was he?
Jeremy Irons was wonderful,
yes.
And Jeremy Irons, and like we talked about at the beginning of the podcast,
mm-hmm.
he was quoted as saying when they did the after screenings for this movie,
yes, sir.
That this was one of the most powerful superhero films that he has seen. As far as he said, it was human.
Mm-hmm.
He said that it was a story. It was a great story.
He's not wrong.
And that people, he said that it was one of the most powerful. There were some scenes that were some of the most powerful that he has seen.
Ben Affleck said, "Relatable, so fucking relatable. If you can't relate to this movie, you're dead inside. You are dead inside.
Yeah. That's the thing, man. The first 20 minutes, you don't need any action. Even though you get some, you do get some.
Yeah.
You don't need
a lot.
You don't need any." You know, it's, we'll get into this in the spoiler, but dude, that one guy, holy shit!
Yeah.
Like, that was hilarious.
We have some theater, stories to tell. So, Batman vs. Superman, box office, Dawn of Justice, tops 200 million worldwide. Batman vs. Superman heads towards 171 million pre-summer opening record. I think, wait, what? 27.7 million. Oh, on Thursday night alone. So I guess I guess you could say before it officially opened domestically worldwide, it made $30 million.
Wow.
27.7
So in one night.
27.7 million on Thursday.
Wow.
And then...
What did Deadpool do? Deadpool did like 24, right? Or something.
We have that statistic, I think. Go listen to the previous episode, 92. We did Deadpool, which, by the way, come on, guys. Seven plays, really? Fucking just play it and put your computer on mute and go to lunch or something. I don't give a fuck. Just, come on. Seven? Sorry.
You don't have to chastise the new
I know, sorry. You're listening, and I apologize.
Thank you for listening. If you listen, thank you.
That's how... anywhere between... So, 170 million domestically, 200 million worldwide, which means it hasn't been...
It hasn't been fully released everywhere. Yet. I don't think it's been released in Japan yet, or like...
Yeah, I don't think it has either. Actually, I think that's the first place it was released, but they didn't make any money off that, because it was a screening.
Right. Well, then it wasn't a release.
Touché.
Because they do premieres, you're right. They like the London premieres before the U.S. premiere.
The premieres,
like, yeah. Which I actually
they
entered.
They count it as asses in the seats, but they don't count it as money.
I actually entered to get a trip out to L.A.
Well, yeah.
I might have taken your ass. We could have done a sick podcast.
That would have been dope as fuck. You know what? I did that too. Yeah. I think it was a couple
of weeks. We would have done a Periscope for that shit. A live fucking.
Do you have a Periscope account?
It's just an app. I mean, yeah. You just get an app and sign up. And...
Yeah, but
I have one. I have to install it.
You know, I got Snapchat for T-Bear the other day. Teresa, shout out to Teresa. She's at TreyFlip on Twitter. My best friend and partner in crime. Shout outs to her. Actually, Sam texted me yesterday. Samantha on Twitter as well. Samantha with zeros at the end, without the A. I know that's confusing. Anyway. She texted me, and she already wants to do a podcast in August. They're going to come down. Up?
Kind of.
From Spring Hill? Yeah.
It's actually
straight over.
It's
straight over. They want to come by and do a podcast for that poster that we saw. I pointed to you, like, when we were exiting the theater. It's another Seth Rogen movie. Not Seth Rogen. The one from... Jesus Christ. The one from 21 Jump Street.
Channing Tatum?
No. The other one. The fat one. Yes, thank you. Jonah Hill is going to be in a new movie where he's fat again. And,
It's the
cop movie? It's the FBI one or something like that?
I don't know.
It's like smuggling or something? Anyway, they're going to do a podcast.
It's a drama, though, right?
It's
a serious movie? Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Is it a serious movie? Yeah. I thought it was a comedy.
I thought it was. I don't know. I'd have to watch it. I'm not sure.
I can't tell anymore. Is it?
Yeah, it's based on a true story.
Well, they want to
so
come down.
So whether it's a comedy or I'm not sure.
Well, yeah, they want to come down and do a podcast for that. So anyway, not sure where I was going with that. Anyway, actually, I do know. The take-in for Friday was... $82 million. So that means it heads for a record of $172 million debut in the U.S.
Which wow. is the record.
I guess so.
Wow. But I thought, yeah, but aren't there a couple
let
of
me
movies
go to,
that made 200?
Let me go to like Box Office Mojo because
yeah,
I used to go back to them back in the day. I can't believe they're still around. Actually, I can, because this is a great fucking stats site. BoxOfficeMojo.com, if you haven't already gone. And...
I have a problem.
Jesus, dude. Okay, all-time domestic on the charts is 813th in rank, so that means it can't be number one.
Nah.
Really,
yeah, but that's right now, though.
Really, cats? Come on, man.
Like, it's hot out here, man.
Jesus. I guess we'll leave it open, dude. It's better than... Getting up every 5 seconds. You're welcome, Ratchet. It's gonna be hot.
No, now we're gonna hear horns and shit. There's ambulances.
You know what they can
we be live? Doing. We live in an apartment complex with a lot of old people.
People die.
In this apartment complex, and sometimes there are jaws of life. The jaws of life have to come in and
background noise.
You have seen? Have you seen the jaws of life? Oh, yeah, I think you might have been gone. The jaws of life.
Really? Did that happen?
Yeah, and get somebody out of a car because apparently it had been smashed by a tow truck that was trying to tow a car.
Oh,
ran
no.
into another car, and the person was in it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I only heard this from a neighbor, but yeah, I don't know if it's all true or whatever, but yeah, apparently it was way in the back.
Jesus Christ. I leave for a month and this place...
The place falls apart. It just falls apart, bro.
Yeah, I don't know, man. These stats don't really make sense to me. Movies that never hit the top 10.
What?
I think the stats are too early for this to make sense right now.
They won't release anything until Monday. I mean, they're doing now is predicting. You know, right. Like they can't. Today's going to be one of the biggest days, and Sunday usually is the biggest.
Okay, here we go. This is what we can't say for sure.
How much they made in the last
domestic day. 82 million so far
on Friday or
so far.
Okay, so far.
Lifetime LTF. Gross.
America.
Domestic. Yes.
North America.
Foreign 115 million.
Ooh.
Worldwide global altogether.
Everything together.
197 Ooh. Million 310,000.
That's really good, man.
Wow. That's for in the two opening days, bro. Weekend.
For 2 days. Because tomorrow, what happens is tomorrow at 3 p.m., they will predict.
Actually, I have to even take that back. This website says that the weekend hasn't ended yet, so they can't even predict those stats.
No, they do not predict until
it
tomorrow
says
at 3
p.m. opening weekend, not applicable.
They cannot predict until tomorrow at 3 p.m.
This is out of 4,242 screens. I know for a fact this opens in more than 6,000 screens, so that's only 4,000 screens recording.
Every motherfucking movie theater.
Wow.
From here to fucking...
Jesus, man.
Omaha.
All right, so... Wow. That being said, I think that's more information for our new listeners than we've ever given before. Yeah. We should probably do that more often, actually. Go to boxofficemojo.com. It's been a source for stats for a really long time, and they don't... put together these stats by themselves, they compile statistics. So it's like, you know, they have bots running out looking for information.
Well, there's actually a central website that everything is flooded through.
It's basically
just like
a database,
sports, just
right.
Like sports information.
Absolutely.
Sports
statistics. And it's just numbers. So you can actually trust Box Office Mojo to
It's
deliver.
A bunch of guys from MIT running all the numbers through a fucking large server.
Ooh, you know what, though?
That's where they get everything.
Here's the kicker. The production budget for this movie was $250 million.
Oh, well.
They haven't even broken even yet.
In the first four fucking days? Yeah, you're right. That's pretty... Hey, you're going to break even worldwide in the first 4 days? I'd say that's pretty good.
Pretty good. And it says, run time, 2 hours, 31 minutes. No, it's not.
Yes, it was.
Director's
cut. The movie ended. I looked at my phone. The movie was done at midnight. Exactly.
Yeah, but you know how late
so
it started?
So that means it was at least 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Not true. Because I looked at my 20, I looked, 20 I looked at
previews.
My clock
20 minutes of previews.
I looked at my clock when the movie started. It was not 9:30. It was 9:50, and we got out at midnight.
I can prove this to you right now.
Do it.
Because Kevin checked in with the credits on. So
oh, do it! Yeah,
you,
and he tagged us in an obviously pirated photo of a movie that he shouldn't be doing.
Oh God!
And now I just said it out loud.
It's so bad what he did. Yeah. He took a screenshot of Zack Snyder.
And it said, yeah, but at the very beginning of the movie, this is illegal, don't do this.
Dude, Mike.
What time?
Mike is such a bitch when
he drinks, dude.
He's like, I need an ice pack on my head and ibuprofen. He thinks
Focus.
Got a concussion. I gotta go to my page.
I know. You're reading your Facebook on the podcast.
I'm not. I have to go to my page.
Wow, $250 million production budget. Jesus Christ.
Well, yeah, that's norm nowadays for sci-fi, you know, blockbuster movies. I mean,
yeah, this movie was not 2 hours and a half. The runtime... Oh, you know what?
9:35.
You know what? I did mess up. I will retract my statement.
So that means it was at least 2 hours and 25 minutes.
It's 151
minutes. 151 minutes. Oh, so you said an hour and 51... Thinking you misread. So.
That's what I just said.
So 2 hours and 31 minutes.
Thank you.
From start to finish.
Thank you for correcting me. I knew that was too short.
Yeah, that seemed way too short. So we're going to... Okay, so we're going to get an extra 30 minutes roughly with the director's
cut. Wow,
cut.
So it's actually going to be close to 3 hours.
2 hours and 54 minutes.
Oh, God, I hope that's true. I hope that's true. Mm-hmm. All right, there you have it, folks. That's the up-to-the-minute information as far as we have it right now. This is the day before... This podcast is going to post on Sunday, March. What day is it? 27th, okay? 2016. 2016. Jesus. We're already in March. God damn it. That being said, you're going to hear the spoiler countdown. Possibly the new one that Bond's going to get off his ass and do. And,
I don't do enough.
Psych.
Oh.
And, we'll be back after this moment of silence for the spoilers. After this, spoilers. Don't get pissed.
I have to fart, too.
Here we go. Moment of silence and Bond farting.
Oh, God, I'm gonna shit my pants.